President Biden's message to migrants who want to join the flood of asylum seekers at the U.S. southern border, don't come over. Biden acknowledged the situation is getting worse. He compared it to surges, though, in the past 2 years when Donald Trump was president. Biden told ABC's George Stephanopoulos that it's not true that migrants are heading to the U.S. because they think he'll be more favorable to them than the last administration was. Here he is with Stephanopoulos.
The adults are being sent back, number one. That's number one. Now, number two, what do you do with an unaccompanied child that comes to the border? Do you repeat what Trump did? Do you repeat what Trump did? Take them from their mothers, move them away, hold them in cells, et cetera? We're not doing that.
Our political strategists are here to talk about that. Alice Stewart is a Republican. Bill Press is a Democrat. Welcome both to Here and Now.
Hi, Lisa. Great
Hi,
to be
Lisa.
Here.
Top of the afternoon.
Nice to have you again. Top of the afternoon to you. Many of those migrants at the border are children traveling alone. And on Sunday, the U.S. had more than 4,200 unaccompanied children in custody. Many of them had spent much more time in detention facilities than the 72 hours allowed by law. Alice, you first. How do you characterize what's happening at the border?
There's no other way to characterize it, Lisa, other than a crisis at the border. And as much as the president and the administration doesn't want to call it that, that's the reality. And look, when he campaigned against President Trump on reversing the Trump-era immigration policies, that is akin to ringing the dinner bell at the border. And people came. They came by droves. They came in the thousands. And now we have a backlog of immigrants at the border. And the numbers, as you said, are staggering. And to have almost, as now, over 4,200 children unaccompanied, that should not happen. And being held longer than the time they should be held, that's even more problematic.
So, Bill, the White House has been careful not to label the situation what Alice just did, and that is a crisis at the border. The president himself is telling migrants not to come over. So you're a strategist. You both are. Is that messaging getting through?
Well, first of all, I would agree that it is a crisis, but I certainly disagree that this is unique, that we should be surprised. I mean, look, our memory's not that bad. There was a surge at the border under George W. Bush, under Barack Obama, under Donald Trump, the caravans, now under Joe Biden. Every new administration is tested at the border. This is just the latest. I have to tell you, Lisa, I'm from California. I take a long view on this. It didn't start with Biden. It didn't start with Trump. We've been at this for over 40 or 50 years. And the only answer is not to call them all rapists or criminals. It's not to pull a photo stunt at the border like Kevin McCarthy did this week. It's got to be Republicans and Democrats sitting down for a comprehensive immigration reform bill that will provide border security, a good process for border security to stop illegal immigration, a good process for dealing with immigrants and those who seek refugee, and also a path to citizenship like Ronald Reagan provided for those who've been here for many years and contributing to our country. So, you know, the best plan I ever saw was George W. Bush's plan. It was shot down in the Senate. Barack Obama had a similar plan, shot down in the Senate. We haven't seen Joe Biden's plan yet, but I would just hope that the leaders of Congress will put a bipartisan group together, lock the door and say, you ain't coming out of here until you have a plan to deal with this crisis.
Lisa, if Alice, I may just follow up on that.
Sure.
I think it's foolhardy for this administration not to have anticipated what we have now. And for them to say at this point, do not come, well, it's too late. They are already here. And the only proposal that the administration now is supporting is a partisan comprehensive measure which will not pass. What we need is incremental immigration reform, starting with what is popular with the American people, which is protections for Dreamers. There is a bipartisan piece of legislation on the table, the Durbin-Graham measure that is addressing DACA and Dreamers, and that can and should be passed. That is up for a vote this week. But most critical is to address the situation, the crisis at the border, and then look at incremental change and not comprehensive.
Again, I would agree with the Dreamers. The Dreamers must be done, absolutely must be done, independently of everything else. But let's see if Republicans come to the table and are willing to deal on a comprehensive immigration reform. Talk is one thing, but if they deal with this like they did on the stimulus package, shame on them.
So I just want to confirm here, the House Democrats are indeed working on legislation right now that would create a pathway to citizenship for Dreamers, who are the immigrants who are brought to the U.S. illegally as children. I wonder, with the talk that's going on now, the labeling that's going on now, including by Representative McCarthy, Bill, you mentioned him. He was at the border, the House Minority Leader was, and he labeled this a Biden border crisis. We did not hear him talking about a Trump border crisis when there were surges, and as you said, the caravan happening at the border under Donald Trump's administration. To what extent, though, and Alice, you can take this, to what extent do you think this issue could rise to the level of becoming more significant than the Biden administration wants it to be? It's a significant issue, but with the labeling, how does that color it?
Look, Lisa, I'm really not, you know, in favor of labeling it one way or the other, but it is a crisis, but it is growing. You just look at the numbers. The numbers alone speak for themselves. When we have a 173% increase of migrants crossing the border from this time, February of 2020 to February of 2021, that is astounding. And the numbers do not lie. So the key is, how do we go about encouraging these migrants to stay in their countries and not come to the border, but finding a way, getting the resources at the border to handle the certainly the unaccompanied minors that are here, but the people that are here trying to get into this country.
Okay, Bill, I want to talk about the relief bill that Biden has signed, and he kicked off his Help Is Here tour, touting the bill with a stop at a black-owned small business in Chester, Pennsylvania. Vice President Kamala Harris, the First Lady, the First Gentleman are all scheduled to make appearances on this tour. What is the goal?
The goal is to let people know that help is here. It is here in a very visible, very tangible way on many fronts. I mean, you know, we've talked about the last time about what's in this bill. You know, your family making not more than $150,000 a year. You've got a $1,400 check, an individual, up to $80,000 a year. You have a $1,400 check probably already in the bank. You're a mom with kids. You get $300 a month for each kid cut the child poverty level in half. Money there for states to open up new vaccine centers, money for small businesses and restaurants to stay alive. You just talked there on the news about money to reopen schools. Help is here. And I think that this will be the signature issue in 2022 in the midterms, Lisa, because the people who got these checks, and that's 95% of American families, they know two things about it. One, they got the help that they need. Two, not one single Republican, not one in the House, not one in the Senate, voted for it. So the answer in 2022, did you vote for this bill, yes or no?
Alice, President Biden wants a tax increase for Americans making more than $400,000. This would be in the next phase of his economic plan. Given that he's unlikely to get Republicans on board with higher taxes, what could he potentially gain at all?
Well, he can do this in a partisan manner, like he's done many of the other things. And there's nothing to gain from that other than robbing Peter to pay Paul, because we have to find a way to pay for all of these expenses that he's done. And here's the problem with that, Lisa, is that when we have a economic crisis or situation that we have now, the last thing we need to be doing is taxing corporate businesses. We don't need to be putting taxes on the wealthy. We don't need to increase the estate tax, income tax on higher income wage earners. That is the last thing we need to be doing. It is not about increasing our taxes. It is about decreasing our expenses. And that's where we need to put the focus on. And penalizing the wealthy and the job creators of this country is the last thing we need to be doing.
Okay,
Okay. I just very quickly, no crocodile tears for the millionaires and the billionaires. They got a huge cut under Obama. They got a huge cut under Bush. They got a huge cut under Trump. Give the tax breaks to the middle class people for once, and the wealthy will be fine.
Final issue, and this one we're going to have to just spend too little time on, but Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson is facing a backlash this week after his comments about the January 6th insurrection, which many people are calling racist. You might have heard this by now, but for our listeners who haven't, here's Senator Johnson.
I knew those were people that love this country, that truly respect law enforcement, would never do anything to break a law. And so I wasn't concerned. Now, had the tables been turned, Joe, this could be in trouble. Had the tables been turned and President Trump won the election, and those were tens of thousands of Black Lives Matter and Antifa protesters, I might have been a little concerned.
I wonder, Alice, first, and this has to be very brief by both of you, your reaction?
Those were stupid comments, and the people that involved in the insurrection didn't have any respect for law enforcement and certainly for members of Congress, and he should apologize for making such ludicrous comments.
Bill Press?
Quickly, outright yep. racist comments, shocking. What shocked me more was that not one single Republican senator, to my knowledge, has condemned those remarks. Not one. Why?
Bill Press is a Democratic political strategist. Alice Stewart, Republican political strategist. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thanks, Lisa.